Well, good evening, everybody. It's really good to be joining with you tonight on Facebook Live, Sermon Audio, and YouTube. Thank you very much for taking the time out to join with us tonight on this, our very special night. It's our final night of the Beeline for this session. It's our prize-giving parents and friends night, and you're all most welcome. Now, if you're not familiar with the running of the Beeline Children's Meeting here on Facebook and Sermon Audio on YouTube, we like to know if you're watching. And if you're watching with us, please pop your name into the comments box and then you'll get a wee shout out. And if you are not on Facebook and you're watching from Sermon Audio or YouTube, then feel free to text me. My number is up there on the screen, and you take a wee note of it, you jot it down, and you can send me a wee text, and then that lets us know that you're watching. We've got Sarah doing the comments tonight, so you keep her busy, keep her writing, and get all those names flooding in. We're going to just read some of the names that have come in so far. So we've got Jacob Lyons and his mummy watching. We've got Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. We've got Elise, Lucas, and Savannah. We've got Phoebe and Lois Cameron are watching with their mummy. Rose and Micah are watching and looking forward to the last Beeline of the season. And they say thank you to all the workers for all their hard work. We've got Aaron and Leah Oliver watching. James, Adam, and Lydia Wilson are watching with mummy and daddy. We've got Amy McCullough watching, and she really has enjoyed the meetings and says thank you. James Hamilton is watching with Mum Kayleigh, and they say that they're going to miss the Wednesday night meetings. Faith and Noah McKee are watching. Thomas and Chloe Allen and Anne Drury and Sharon and Hannah are watching as well. So we want to give you all a very special welcome and keep those names coming in, and we'll read them out as they come in. So, because this is our final night and it's our prize-giving night, the meeting will probably run a little later than normal. So please stay with us for the whole meeting. It's a very special meeting. We've got a jam-packed, full order of service here for you that we think that you will really enjoy. So please stay with us right to the end. And we just want you to know that all children that are watching tonight, that are tuned in, and put your name in the comments, you'll all be getting a little prize. So we have our helpers with us tonight. We actually have our six helpers that have been helping us from September right till now. And we've divided them up, and our first helpers tonight are Bethany, James, and Jacob. And we're going to ask Bethany and James and Jacob to come up now to the platform. We're going to sing our first chorus. And since we started our meetings here on Facebook Live, we have come across some really beautiful choruses that we weren't familiar with beforehand. And this is one of them, God's Power. And we have really enjoyed singing this lovely chorus. And we're going to sing it now with all our might. So you make sure at home you are singing your wee hearts out too, because we're going to do that here. Done, boys and girls. That was great singing. There was great singing going on here in the hall tonight as well. And we want to thank Bethany and James and Jacob for helping us with our first course. And you can have a wee seat now, and we'll see you a little later on in the meeting. So just before we have our opening prayer, I'm going to read out some comments. of more people that are watching. So Igor's is watching with his parents. You're very welcome to the Beeline tonight. We've got Margaret and Adrian Jones watching. Love to all the Beeline team. Enjoy the break and God bless you all. Thank you very much. Sam, Isaac and Charlie Johnson are watching. And hello from Alice Kennedy and family. Annie and Melissa McKee, Holly, Noah and Bobby are watching with Mummy. Aaron and Leah, Leah's Granda and Granny Oliver are watching from Kilkeel. You're very welcome, Granny and Granda from Kilkeel. I hope you enjoy the meeting tonight. Aaron Coates is watching and she says that it's sad that it's the last one. Lydia and Sophie Irwin are watching. Paul Wilson says hi to everybody. Mirella from Romania says she will miss the Beeline and God bless you all. Sylvia Dixon is watching and Charlotte, Faith and Lillianne Cook are watching with Mum. So you're all very, very welcome. Keep those names coming, flooding in. Now, just before we have our opening prayer, we're very glad that we do have the Reverend and Mrs. Murray with us tonight, and Mr. Murray is going to open our meeting in prayer just in a little second. But we do have a wee list of thank yous that we would like to read out tonight to different people, and I'm going to maybe just do them at different stages. So the first one I want to do is to really thank God for my minister and his wife. The Reverend and Mrs. Murray, they have been a huge support and encouragement to me from the very outset of these meetings on Facebook Live. And this has been appreciated more than they'll ever know. And they have always been so willing to help in any way and have been faithful in their prayers for this work. And I do thank God for them and for all the encouragement that they have been to me and the rest of the team here at the Beeline. So I'm going to invite Mr. Murray to come now just to say a few words and to open our meeting in prayer. Thank you very much.
Could I say, boys and girls, that it's a real joy to be here this evening for the final meeting in the Beeline. I was thinking today that this has been a very, very unusual year. Because of COVID, we have not been able to have the meetings here Wednesday evenings in the hall. However, rather than give up, Ruth took the decision way early on to go online. And the meetings, they have been a great success, and they have been a blessing to many. They've been a blessing to many in around Lurgan, but also much, much farther afield than that. And it's been lovely to sit here at night and to hear people writing in from Romania and from other places across the world. However, you'll recognize tonight that to keep the meetings going, it has taken a lot of hard work. And on behalf of the session here in Lurgan, I would like to say a very special word of thanks. I would like to thank, firstly, Ruth. She has carried the burden of the work, and she has spent many, many countless hours in preparing for the meetings, and then, of course, coming and conducting the meetings as well. And as you know, that a few weeks ago, she wasn't very well, and she wasn't able to be here, just one or two of the meetings. But she wasn't resting all the time. She was working tirelessly away behind the scenes. And so tonight, we owe a real big thanks to Ruth. And we thank the Lord for her vision and for her service. I also want to say a word of thanks tonight to those that you don't see. And I'm thinking especially tonight of Philip, because he is behind the camera and he's responsible for getting our picture up onto your screen and getting the sound as well. And I want to thank him for all the effort that he has put into that as well. And then, of course, I want to thank those who have done the stories week by week, done the choruses, the memory verses, and also who have led the meetings. And we know that your labor has not been in vain. And the greatest possible reward would be to hear of a little boy or a little girl coming to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Savior. And of course, I want to thank tonight you, boys and girls, because you've been very, very faithful. You have tuned in week by week. And I know it has been lovely just to hear your comments coming in. And you'll never know how much a blessing that has been to us. And I know this, that we're looking forward, God willing, to be able to see you back here in September as well. So thank you, and thank your parents for setting it up and getting you online week by week. Let's just bow together in a word of prayer. You remember ABC, arms folded, bow your heads, and just for a moment, close your eyes as we ask the Lord for his help. Our Father in heaven, we thank you tonight for all of thy goodness and of all of thy love towards us. As we come into thy presence, we recognize that children are a gift from thee, and that they are very precious in thy sight. We think of how thou hast told us, even in thy word, teach a child in the way he should go. And we recognize that we have that responsibility to go and to teach the glorious message of the gospel. We thank thee tonight for our Savior, who came to Calvary's cross, who took our sin, who died in our place, that we might be forgiven. We thank you, Lord, that all that a boy or girl, an adult, has to do is turn from their sin and cry unto thee. And we rejoice that thou hast promised to give to them everlasting life. We thank thee for the word of God that has gone forth week by week. And we thank you, Lord, for the team who have given of their time and their talents to evangelize and send forth the glad tidings of the gospel. And we pray, Lord, that the word that has been sown would yet bring forth a glorious harvest, and that boys and girls, mems and dads, would trust thee as their own and personal Savior. Pray for the meeting tonight. Bless Ruth as she leads the meeting. Remember the Reverend Henderson as he brings the word of God, the boys and girls as they would sing. And Lord, just be with us tonight. Bring honor and glory to your own great name. For we ask these things for thy sake and for thy honor. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Murray, and I want to thank you very much for your kind words. I want to say that it has been an absolute pleasure to be able to do this on Facebook Live. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Yes, it maybe has been hard work behind the scenes, but it has been an absolute blessing to me. And so thank you very much, Mr. Murray. And I just want to reiterate everything else that he said, and thanks to all those people as well that he mentioned. Yeah, they all do deserve a huge thank you as well. So at this stage of the meeting, we are going to have our next chorus. And our helpers now will be Seth and Alice and Faith. And we're going to ask them to come up to the stage to sing our next song. This is another firm favourite that we have learnt since we came onto Facebook Live. I know, Auntie Pauline, it's your favourite chorus, and you have been singing it around your house at times, I believe. And tonight you're going to get another opportunity to sing it at home. And we hope that you sing it out at home, and we're going to sing it out really, really well here in the church. And we hope that everybody at home sings it out really, really well. It's got lovely words to it. I may not be big like the mountains so tall, but I can know God who made them all. And we're going to sing this chorus now.
Rivers that flow, but I can know God who makes them flow.
Yes, well done, Seth. You're just right to clap. That was brilliant singing. The children here were singing it brilliantly. I could hear them and the workers. It was just wonderful. And I hope that you were singing out really well at home as well. So I'm going to thank Seth and Alice and Faith for now. You can take a wee seat and we'll see you again a little later on in the meeting. We've just got a couple more pages of shout-outs here before we move on to our next item. And we want to say that Isabel Beggs is watching with her family, and we want to welcome you to the Beeline tonight. We've got Lily and Matthew McCormick. They can't join in tonight, but they will hope to have a lovely prize night with all at a later date. So, yes, Lily and Matthew, I'll just say hello to you, even though you're not watching it live. You haven't missed any nights since you started watching with us away back in September, and you've been so faithful at even doing the catch-ups, because we know it's your own church's children's meeting on a Wednesday night now, and it's nice that you do catch up at a later date. Jack Savage is watching. Jessica Knowles is watching the whole way from Lewis. Jenna Cooper from Dromore, and she's looking forward to tonight's meeting. The Wilsons from Dundonald say, "Hi, Beeline, for the last time this term. Glad to be tuning in tonight and looking forward to the special meeting. We'll miss you all on a Wednesday night after tonight." We've got Billy and Myrtle Cull watching. We've got Rosaline Martin watching. Grandma, Granda, Daddy, Mummy, Isaac and Charlie White with Cousin Jonathan too, all from Warringstown. So you're all very welcome to the Beeline tonight as well. And Esther McShane, she's watching and she says she's looking forward to the singing and to the story. We've got Anne and Ronald Whiteside and they're sorry it's the last Beeline. Kathy and Joanna McCammon are watching. Rebecca and Jessica Graham. Jasmine and Zach Armstrong. And can I just say to Jasmine, happy 10th birthday today, pet. I hope that you've got lovely presents. I'm sure you have. And maybe even a cake as well. So happy birthday to you, Jasmine. We've got Ruth Allen watching and she says, "Hi, everyone." Cornelia, Mikolai and Natalia are watching along with Mummy. You're very welcome. And Adam Fairley is very welcome as well. Caroline Wilson says, "Thank you for all your hard work. Always great meetings. May you see many precious souls saved. Take care and enjoy your wee break." Thank you, Caroline. And Heather Sanderson and family are watching as well. And I say every blessing to the workers and the children from the Beeline. Now, if you've popped your name into the comments and in a wee while when we read more out and it hasn't been read out, don't be afraid to pop it back in again just in case maybe we have missed it. It's just lovely to know that you're watching and we really don't want to miss anybody out. Now, I was saying a little earlier on that we have a jam-packed programme tonight, and we really do, and it's been very, very exciting putting all this together because we know that you're going to thoroughly enjoy some of the items that we have here in store for you to watch tonight. Now, over the year, from September till now, we have been learning different memory verses. So what we decided to do for our final night is to get some of the children to say some of these memory verses that we have been learning. And there are 12 children, or 12 memory verses altogether, should I say. And we've split it into two groups. So we've got a video coming on now, and it's children reciting some of the memory verses that we've said. So we've got six memory verses coming on now. This is our first video of memory verse recitals. We have another one coming along, just in case you think that you haven't been put on. Yours is coming on a little later. So we're going to hand this part, your screen is going to change to a full screen. Uncle Philip is going to do that so that you will get a full advantage of seeing the boys and girls who are taking part. So Uncle Philip's going to do that now.
Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
The Bible says in Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 15.
Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Psalm 36, verse 1. God is the refuge of strength, ever present help and trouble.
Luke chapter 18, verse 27.
The things which are impossible for men are possible for God.
Wasn't that brilliant? It was really, really good. So well done to all those boys and girls who took part in that video. They were absolutely outstanding and we thoroughly enjoyed that. And there's more to come. We have got some more comments to read out, and then we have another little video to show you. But before we show you that, I'm just going to read out some more comments. We've got Lucy Quinn watching, Annabelle, Melissa and Mason are watching, and they said that they're going to miss the beeline. Sammy and Joyce Johnson from Newton Hamilton are watching on sermon audio. Their granny and granda, the Johnsons, and Oliver's as well. They're also watching as well. Paul Wilson says, lovely singing from the helpers. There you go, helpers, that's brilliant. Naomi Gray is watching. She says, lovely meeting and well organised. David and Jennifer Crane are watching. Misha McShane, Eliana and Levi Milligan, Emily and Holly Wan are watching on YouTube. Leon, Riley and all the Bells are watching. Angela Cherry, Jake McShane, Chloe Thompson. Jacob Newell is watching and says, thanks so much for all the teaching and Bible stories all year. We are definitely going to miss the beeline. Enjoy your break and God bless. Thank you very much, Joanne. Naomi Gray says, lovely singing, boys and girls. And Jury says, great helpers tonight and well done. There you go. And Charlie and Summer Savage are also watching as well. So we're going to move on to our next video. And our next video is going to then lead on to a chorus. And just before we watch that video, I'm going to ask Bethany, James and Jacob just to come up and take your places, because we're going to be singing this little chorus in a little second. But we've got some children to introduce it to us. This chorus involves lots of actions. So these children that are going to introduce the chorus to us are going to show you the actions. So you take note and remember what the actions are. And then whenever we come back on screen here, Bethany and James and Jacob will also be able to show you the actions as well. So I want you to enjoy this lovely chorus, this lovely video. And we're going to just watch it. It's God Made Me is the chorus. You know the chorus. You've been familiar with it the whole way through our meetings here on Facebook. And we're going to have a wee look at the boys and girls now introducing this lovely course for us now.
God made me.
God loves me.
God helps me.
God keeps me.
My Bible book, it says that
God
is
yeah. Help
keeps
me.
Wasn't that brilliant, boys and girls? I really enjoyed that, and I'm sure you enjoyed that at home. And well done to all those boys and girls for doing those actions and saying your parts really, really well. We really, really appreciate you taking the time to do that for us. Now, we're going to have James and Bethany and Jacob doing the actions for us here now while we actually sing the chorus. Done. That was really, really lovely, boys and girls, and well done for doing all the actions. Now, we want James and Bethany and Jacob to give you all a wee wave. because this is the last time that they're going to be on the screen. And we want you to give them a wee clap from home for doing so well over these last number of weeks. So you give a wee wave goodbye now, and then you go and have a wee seat. Okay, thank you very much. It's just lovely to be able to have wee helpers every week. It means so much to us here and makes it feel even more like a children's meeting, just having some children here to be able to take part. It has been really lovely. So thank you very much to Bethany and James and to Jacob. Now, we're just going to run through some announcements, and I'm going to try and make them as brief as I can. Please bear with me. Don't switch off or don't run away, because I don't want you to miss anything. We want to just give everybody a very special welcome. I know we've already welcomed at the start, but I really do mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. We want to welcome all the boys, the girls, all the family members, all the friends, all the workers and the past workers. And we have a very special guest with us tonight, the Reverend Daniel Henderson. And we want to give him a very special welcome, but we'll say a little bit more about that later on. Pop your names into the comments box. Make sure you do that to let us know that you're watching. Children and adults too, not just the boys and girls. It's always lovely to know that the adults are watching in as well. And make sure you text me if you're watching in from Sermon Audio or YouTube. I see some texts have come through my phone here, so I'll read them out after. If you're new, boy or girl, please let us know. Put your name in the comments box, and that means then that all the boys and girls who pop their name into the comments tonight or send me a text to let me know that you're watching, you'll all receive a little prize. Now, we've got our Sunday school is still running on a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock on Facebook as well, and we want you to be able to tune in. You don't have to belong to our church to join in with that Sunday school lesson. You can be from wherever and join in with that lesson as well, and that's at 3 o'clock on our Sunday school Facebook page under Lurgan Free Presbyterian Church. And we also have our Bible class for the older boys and girls at 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. So you make sure, if you are in your teens, you tune into that as well. And Uncle Stephen, who helps out here at the Beeline, he will be speaking at that meeting at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And I know he would be delighted to know that you're watching. Now, we want you boys and girls to remember to pray for the work in Uganda. Remember, we sponsor two children from the school there, and we want you to continue to pray. Even though the Beeline meetings are finishing now for the summer break, we still want you to pray for our missionaries and all the boys and girls in Uganda. Now, I've already said that all the boys and girls that are watching tonight will be getting a little gift. You know Uncle Jonathan, that helps us out here at the Beeline as well, Jonathan Wilson. He has done the story for us a couple of times here at the Beeline. He is studying to be a minister in our Bible college. And when the college was running here with classes, Jonathan stayed. He's from England, and he would have stayed here in Northern Ireland to attend those classes. And while he was doing that, he helped out here at the Beeline and has been a great help. But I just want you to know that Uncle Jonathan and his wife had a little baby boy 2 weeks ago, and we want to congratulate Jonathan and Joe very much on the birth of their little baby boy, and he's called Isaac Caleb, and we wish them every blessing. Now, tonight we are giving out, we're announcing prizes for full and excellent attendance, so you keep watching. That's going to happen a little later on in the meeting. Now, as I said at the start, I do have a few thank yous that I want to just hopefully get through them as quickly as possible. First of all, I want to give thanks to Almighty God for all his goodness and his hand upon the Beeline this past year. This time last year, we were not sure what way things would be for starting the work back up again in September. But God knew, and he was in control of all things. And as time was drawing closer, and we were led to believe that we should run the meetings on Facebook Live. And we didn't want to sit back and do nothing. That's what the devil would have wanted us to do. So we pushed ahead, and we got the meetings up and running on Facebook Live. And that was by the help of the Lord. And he has really blessed us in more ways than I can ever express. And rather than just reach the children in our own town here in Lurgan, we've been able to reach children all over our province here in Northern Ireland. We've been able to reach children in England and the whole way to Romania, where Morella watches faithfully every week as well. And that truly has been a blessing that we've been able to do that. One of the biggest blessings for me on a personal note is that we have been able to connect with you all. Even though a lot of you I have never met or set my eyes upon, I still feel like we're one big family here at the Beeline, even though we don't get to see each other. And we have been able to connect with our wee regular children as well that would have been coming to our Beeline children's meetings here on a regular basis and their families. But we've also been able to connect with new children and their families as well. My own personal relatives have been able to connect with some of them who maybe I wouldn't be in touch with just as much, and it's just lovely to have them watching in with us too. And other friends, we've been able to reconnect with past workers. That has been such a blessing. It really has meant so much to me, even to know that our past workers are still taking an interest in the Beeline here. Isn't God good? We really do have so much to thank him for he has provided us with a really good team of workers here, and he's provided us with all the technical equipment that we need as well. I want to thank all the workers. We truly have been blessed with a good band of workers, and it has been like that all down through the years here at the Beeline. Workers, thank you so much for all the support that you have shown and given over this past year. Thank you to all those who have taken part in the meetings. I want to especially thank Auntie Pauline, because I approached her many times about doing the story, and Auntie Pauline, you have always been so willing, and we really do appreciate all the help that you have been in the meetings. And for those working behind the scenes every week too, Uncle George has been faithful here every week. I call him the floor manager. And we also have Uncle Philip as well, as Mr. Murray has already said too. And I would nearly say that he's like the production team. So we really do thank all the workers. They've been praying as well, and that's just as important as doing the practical work. Praying is just as important, and we just thank all of you so much. And there's a little verse in the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 9, and it says about the people, they offered themselves willingly. And I have to say that that's the workers here at the Beeline. They offered themselves willingly, and we just want to thank God so much for all of you. We want to thank you, boys and girls. We have loved joining with you every Wednesday night on Facebook, Sermon Audio, and YouTube. And thank you all so much for taking the time to join with us. Without you, we couldn't have these meetings. So thank you for entering our competition as well, the colouring competition, and also for entering the Esther challenge that we did a few weeks ago as well. I also want to thank all the parents, the family members, the friends of the Beeline, past workers, and that includes members even from our own congregation. I have been totally blown away with the support that you have given towards the work of the Beeline. You tune in so faithfully, and you advertise the meetings, you share the meetings, and you have sent many messages and comments of encouragement, and you've prayed for the meetings and for me as well. And these things, I assure you, have not gone unnoticed, and they will forever be held in my heart. I want to thank my family for all their support, especially through the time that I took ill. And I want to thank all those family members who really helped get the Beeline running as well whenever I wasn't just as able to. I want to really thank my mum and dad for all their love and their encouragement, and for all their spiritual and practical help as well. And they have been so encouraging every week. My mum rings me every Wednesday just before I leave to go down to the church just to wish me all the best. And that has meant so much to me all through this year. I want to thank Philip for the technical side. That's totally something that goes just way over my head, and I would be totally lost without him. And I want to thank him so much for all his help and all his support every Wednesday night. He has sacrificed a lot of time that he could be doing something else, and I just want to thank him so much from the bottom of my heart. My brothers and my sisters and their families as well, I want to thank them. I want to thank Garth and Rachel. They gave me a lot of advice whenever we were starting to prepare to have our meetings on Facebook Live, because Garth had already done his meetings in Sandown, and I want to thank them very much for all the advice that they gave to us. I have to say a very special thank you to Sarah. Especially since I took ill, Sarah has been a real rock to me, and the meetings that have taken place since I took sick, Sarah has really helped, and I definitely could not have managed without her, especially getting this meeting out tonight. I have to say, Sarah has worked extremely hard behind the scenes as well, and I just couldn't have got through tonight without her help. So I want to thank her so much for all her love and support as well. Now, you'll be glad to know But that's the end of the announcements, and that we can move on with our programme. So we'll just see what's next here on the list. We have got another little video coming up for you now. I'll just read out the comments, sorry, that are on that have come through. John and Frances Dumigan are watching, and they're looking forward to the meeting. We have Julie Taylor is watching. Good evening, Beeline. Stephen and Julie Taylor watching on sermon audio from 6 Mile Cross and enjoying the meeting. God bless you all. And Sarah has just popped me a few more messages here. I've got John and Joyce Walker watching as well. David Martin is watching. Lorraine and Irvine Furley. Lucy Rogers and Olivia Percy. The Pattersons are watching even with slight internet problems. And that's from Valine, a girl that I work with. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for tuning in to all the Pattersons. Auntie Pauline and Jack are really enjoying the videos. Isn't that brilliant? I hope everybody's enjoying the videos, and we've got some lovely ones to come now as well. Derek and Merle Owen are also watching. Jane Crane, my sister-in-law, says, hello, Beeline. Ruth Allen says, well done to Thomas and Chloe. That's her wee grandchildren, and yes, they did very well. And Charlie and Rose Patterson are also watching as well. So what we're going to do now, we have another little video coming up, and it's a chorus. You don't have to sing it. You can sing it at home if you want to sing it at home. Oh, be careful, little eyes, ears, tongue, hands, feet and heart. But we've got a lovely little solo coming up by a lovely wee girl, and she's only 2 years old. It's Rose Moffat, and she's being accompanied on the piano by her lovely mummy Leah. And we just want to thank you so much for sending this video in. Leah actually sent me this video weeks before we started to put a program together for this final night. And when she sent it through to me, immediately I said to Sarah, I want that played on the final night. So we've kept the video from that, and we want you to watch this and enjoy a little Rose singing. You can sing along too, but if I were you, I would remain silent and enjoy little Rose Moffat.
Oh, we can sing in the eyes, what you say.
Is brilliant, everybody. I thoroughly enjoyed that, and I have listened to it quite a few times, and I have never tired of listening to it. So thank you, Rose, for doing that for us. That was absolutely fantastic. And thank you to Leah for playing the piano for little Rose as well. Now we're going to move on to our final video off tonight, and it's the second set of memory verses. We've got six more memory verses for you coming up now, and they are being recited by some of the faithful children who've been watching the Beeline over these last number of weeks. You enjoy this.
Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
John chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son wherefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 15,
the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto the cry.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 7, 10, and 13. Prayer without ceasing, in everything give thanks.
The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5:7.
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Mark chapter 10, verse 14. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God.
Isn't that brilliant too, everybody? I have thoroughly enjoyed watching all those little videos over this last week or so. And well done to all the boys and girls. You've done brilliantly. You've made this night very special for us, because it's lovely that we've been able to include the boys and girls. So if you're at home and you enjoyed this, I know we did here in the hall, we're just going to give everybody a wee clap for taking part tonight. Thank you very much. So I've got some more comments to read out. Joanne Newell says, well done to all the children who have taken part tonight. Hope you all enjoyed it as much as we have watching you all. You all did brilliantly. And George says, you're a mighty wee woman, Rose. And Linda Heron says, well done, Rose. You sang lovely. And Jennifer Crane says, Rose, that was so precious, enjoying all the boys and girls. So Andy Sarah has just come up now with a few more. We'll read these out and get these out of throat. Heather Saunderson says, what a lovely little girl singing, well done, Rose. Naomi Gray says, well done, Rose. Esther McShane says, well done, Rose. And Mum really enjoyed the singing and the piano, and I'm sad that this is the last meeting. So we're going to move on to our prize giving section now. You will be probably eager to be watching this part of the meeting. So every year at the Beeline, when it comes to the end of the season, we always have a very special prize giving night when parents and relatives and friends are invited along, and we give out beautiful Bibles to those boys and girls who've had full attendance, who haven't missed a night, and also we give out Bibles to those boys and girls who've had excellent attendance, who maybe only have missed a few nights over the whole season. Tonight is no exception, even though we're online. And as you know, we have been keeping a roll for every child who watches in with us each week. We've been able to do this by you adding your names into the comments box on Facebook each week, or by messaging me and letting me know that you have been watching YouTube or sermon audio, or maybe have watched a recording at a later stage. Whether you've only joined us once or twice during the season or never missed a night, we really do thank God for each and every one of you all. Tonight we want to acknowledge those faithful boys and girls who had full attendance and excellent attendance throughout this season online. There are an amazing 26 full attendance awards, some of which are for those who never missed a single night during the entire 28 weeks online, and also for those who haven't missed a night since their very first night of joining in with us. And this is a wonderful achievement, and a very big well done to all you boys and girls. And I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. We're going to click a slide here to see all the boys and girls' names who had full attendance. So here they are. We've got Isabel Beggs, Isaac White, Charlie White, Holly Morrow, Noah Morrow, Bobby Morrow, Chloe Thompson, Jack Savage, Jacob Newell, Leon Bell, Riley Bell, Faith McCullough, Jacob Cameron, Bethany Russell, James Russell, Isaac Wilson, Matthew McCormick, Lily McCormick, Adam Wilson, James Wilson, Lydia Wilson, Amy McCullough, Aaron Oliver, Leah Oliver, Jack Finch, and Alice Kennedy. So well done to all of you. We'll maybe give them a wee clap. Well done, boys and girls, for that wonderful achievement of not having missed any night since we started here back in September. Now, a beautiful Bible, but will be on its way to you soon. There are also 29 excellent attendance awards for those who have missed only a few nights, either over the entire 28 weeks or since their very first night of joining in with us. And a big well done to you too. And so the names for the excellent attendance are as follows. We've got Faith McKee, Noah McKee, Elise Shannon, Lucas Gallagher, Savannah Gallagher, Rose Moffat, Grace Johnson, Harry Johnson, Alfie Johnson, Mason Orr, Annabelle Orr, Melissa Orr, Phoebe Cameron, Adam Fairley, Charlie Patterson, Rose Patterson, Eliana Milliken, Levi Milliken, Igors Polovinka, Emily Wan, Holly Wan, Charlie Savage, Jessica Knowles, Thomas Allen, Chloe Allen, Jensen Irwin, Madison Irwin, Jacob Lyons, and Jake McShane. So we'll give all those boys and girls a wee clap too. And well done to all of you, and a beautiful Bible will be on its way to you soon as well. And don't forget that all children on our roll will be getting a prize for joining with us online tonight, and that there will be a prize for any child even visiting with us tonight too. You make sure you get your name into the wee comments box, and then we will be able to make contact with you that way to get your details of how to get the prize sent to you. So please expect these within the next few weeks. It's not our intention at all to leave anybody out, and we do apologise if this has been the case. Please do not hesitate to contact us, and I really truly mean that. Please don't hesitate to contact us if we have, and we will get that sorted for you. And Sarah says, blame her if we have left somebody out, but believe me, don't be blaming Sarah by any means. Just blame me for that, please. So, that's the end of our prize giving. We're now going to sing another chorus, and we're going to invite Seth and Alice and Faith up to help with this chorus, please. This is a lovely chorus. It's to do with a book that has got no words, it's just got colours. So when we sing this lovely chorus, it explains the different colours of the pages in this wordless book. And we're going to sing this lovely chorus now. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Now, I want you to give Seth and Alice and Faith a little clap for all their help. This is their last time up on the stage for this year anyway, and we want to give them a big thank you too. And you can have a wee seat now. Thank you. And just at that, I do want to thank all our little Beeline helpers very, very much. Faith McCullough, Jacob Cameron, Bethany Russell, James Russell, Seth Harvey, and Alice Harvey. And we want to thank your parents as well so much, because they have to take the time out too on a Wednesday night to bring them here to the meetings. And we really, really do appreciate that very, very much. With two other wee helpers, we just want to say a little thank you too. And that's wee Isaac Wilson. We want to thank you very much for the times that you've come here with your daddy, and you've helped out with the courses too. And we had the privilege of having Jack Finch here one of the nights as well. And we want to thank him as well for coming along and helping out. Now, it is my privilege to be able to welcome the Reverend Daniel Henderson to our special night here on Facebook Live Sermon Audio on YouTube. The Reverend Henderson is the minister of our church in Money Slane, And before he became a minister, when he was training, he was living here in Lurgan, and he attended our church and he helped us out at the Beeline while he was training to be a minister. And Daniel was a huge asset to the work here of the Beeline, and we were really sorry that he had to leave us. But we are absolutely delighted to have Daniel with us tonight. And I know, boys and girls, you that know Uncle Daniel, I know you've been very excited to see him, and I know he's actually very excited to be with us here tonight. And I'm going to just hand the meeting, this part of the meeting, over to Uncle Daniel. And he's going to come and tell us our story. And he's wearing something, and I want you to see if you can spot it or recognize it, those boys and girls of you who know Uncle Daniel. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, good evening, boys and girls. It's lovely to be back at the Beeline. And as you can see here, I've got my wee tag with me that I brought along, and I would like to thank the Reverend Murray and Auntie Ruth for the very warm welcome today, and I'd like to say a very warm welcome to all the boys and girls from my old bus route on the Waringstown bus as well. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I hope I don't get in trouble after the meeting. But it's lovely to see everybody, lovely to see everyone online, lovely to see everyone in the hall. And we trust the Lord will bless us tonight as we just concentrate on his word for a moment or two. But before we go any further, we're going to pray and we're going to ask the Lord to help us to concentrate, to focus on his word. So we know the drill, all arms folded, all heads bowed, and all eyes closed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the meeting tonight. Lord, we pray that thou bless every part of it, and we pray especially bless thy truth tonight. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, boys and girls, I have brought along with me something very, very special. But I'm going to show you that in a moment. But first of all, I want to see with me, as we look at the Bible lesson, a verse from the Bible. You see, this book isn't just any ordinary book, but it's God's book, and it's God's word. And I believe it's important that we learn it together. So I want us all to say it together, everyone, all the workers in the hall, all the boys and girls, even the mums and dads and grannies and granders and all the older ones as well. I want us all to say it together. We'll say it through twice, and then we'll remind ourselves of it at the end of the meeting as well. So if we're ready, we'll say it after three. One, two, three. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And again, the Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now that was excellent. Everyone in the hall said it so well. And I think I could hear some of the boys and girls even at home. Maybe some of the mums and dads weren't as loud, but I could definitely hear the boys and girls. But you know, boys and girls, what I'm going to tell you tonight is essentially explaining that Bible verse. That it's very, very important that all the boys and girls, all the mums and dads, that everybody listening tonight knows what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, and by the end of the meeting, that we've trusted him as our own and personal Savior. So I've brought something along with me today. Now, this is a very strange book, and I know some of the boys and girls might have seen this book before. Now, it's a book with no words. It's a strange book, isn't it? Now, I'm not very smart. Now, when I was in Bible college, I wasn't very good in my exams, so maybe I needed a lot of books with no words in. But this is a very interesting book, because even though, boys and girls, it doesn't have any words. I could check with some of the workers. There's no words in that book, is there? No words there. And you may say, well, how can I read a book with no words? Well, let me tell you something. I've even got a really, really tiny book. I'm not sure if you'd be able to see that all the way at home, but I've got a really tiny one, and I keep that in my wallet just in case the opportunity arises to tell boys and girls about this wonderful story of the gospel. I keep this little book on me at all times, and I want to show you my book tonight. Now, the first page in my book, it's black. Now, you can't see anything on the screen there because it's black. That's the first page of my book. You may say, well, that's strange, isn't it? Well, what can that mean? Well, you see, boys and girls, the first page of my book tells us about sin. You see, all those years ago, at the very beginning of creation, the Lord God, He made a man called Adam, and He made a woman called Eve, and He created them perfect, and they were in a perfect place called the Garden of Eden, and they were told that you can eat of all the lovely trees in the garden, but you can't eat just one. You can't eat of one tree. And that was called what we call today the forbidden fruit. And it was a very clear command. They didn't need to eat it. All they had to do was obey God, but they didn't. They failed. And because of that, the Bible tells us that sin came into the world. That's a very serious thing, boys and girls. But you may say, well, Uncle Daniel, is it really a big problem? Well, if it happened all those years ago, it doesn't affect me today, does it? Yes, it does, boys and girls. Because I hope you can read that, but in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." Now, you see, God has a law, and you will know that law, boys and girls. There are things in it like, "Thou shalt not steal." And you say, well, Daniel, I'm not a bank robber. No, but maybe you stole a sweet behind your mom's back, and you were told, no, you can't have one, but you stole it. Maybe you've done something else. The Bible says, thou shalt not bear false witness. You're not allowed to tell lies. And maybe you've told your mom or your dad something that wasn't true, and we've told a lie. You see, boys and girls, all of us are guilty. All of us have this sin problem. And you know, boys and girls, it's very serious. Because our Bible verse tells us, for the wages of sin is death. That's serious. And you know, if that was the end, then there'd be no good news, would there? But you see, the Beeline meeting for the whole of this season and the Beeline meeting tonight, it is designed to tell you the good news. And the good news is this, that you don't have to stay in your sin. You see, the next page on my wordless book, the next page has the color red. And you know, boys and girls, when I look at the red page on my book, it reminds me of something. And it reminds me of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you see, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ did something wonderful for us. That's why we began with that memory verse, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You know why? Because Jesus Christ did something really, really wonderful for all the boys and girls and moms and dads that are listening tonight. Jesus Christ, He left heaven. Oh, and heaven's a wonderful place. We'll come to that in a moment. But He left heaven and He came to this world that's full of sin. And then what did He do? He lived a perfect life. Now, we've already seen from the first page of our book that we're all guilty of sin. We tell lies. We maybe have stole things. But the Lord Jesus didn't do any of those things. The Lord Jesus lived an absolutely perfect life. And that's why He could die an absolutely perfect death. And He did that for you and for me. You know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus, even though He was completely innocent, the Lord Jesus Christ had to have nails in His hands. The Lord Jesus Christ had a crown of thorns upon his brow. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus was lashed on his back with a whip. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for us. And the Bible tells us in our verse there that he shed his blood and we have redemption. Now you may say, boys and girls, that's a big word. What does the word redemption mean? The word redemption means that we're set free. You see, our sins chained us to death and hell. But now, through the blood of the Lord Jesus, through the death of the Lord Jesus, we are now set free from our sins. And our Bible verse there says we have redemption, or we have been set free through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. Now that's exactly what we needed, boys and girls. And the Lord Jesus Christ has done it for us. But you know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ hasn't just forgiven us our sins. I want you to note what the next page on our book is. Now the next page on our book is white. Perfectly clean. And you know, boys and girls, that reminds me of another Bible verse. It reminds me of snow. You see, boys and girls, even though to begin with our hearts were black with sin, and we find the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, we find that there's no sin anymore, but Jesus Christ washes us as white as snow. Now, it wasn't that long ago, maybe a little after Christmas, when there was a bit of snow on the ground. And I'm sure there was lots of snowmen that you built and lots of snowball fights. And you cast your mind back to all of the snow on the ground and how everything was lovely and white. Well, the Bible tells us that though your sins be as scarlet, and this verse is talking about, it seems as if your sin is permanent, that it can't be removed. You could try and scrub it clean, but you can't do anything. That's what it looks like. Though your sins be as scarlet, it says, they shall be as white as snow. Isn't that wonderful, boys and girls? That's the message of hope and happiness that the Beeline meeting brings to you every week. That you don't have to stay in your sins. You don't have to be punished for your sins. You can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and he will wash our dirty, sinful hearts as white as snow. Isn't it wonderful? That's such a thing to rejoice about. And you know, after that, boys and girls, the Bible tells us there's more good news. You say, fancy that. Isn't that incredible? When I think initially, oh, I was a sinner. I have done so many bad things against God. And when I think that the Lord Jesus, out of love for me, died on the cross for me. And now, not only was I a sinner and Jesus Christ died to pay the price for my sin. And not only has he washed me white as snow, but the Bible tells us there's even more, boys and girls. Isn't that incredible? You see, this next page on my book, now it's yellow. I tell you why, because I'm only a poor preacher and I couldn't afford a gold page. I'm not rich enough for that. But the color yellow reminds me of something, boys and girls. Reminds me of gold. And it reminds me of a Bible verse in the book of Revelation. That's the very last book of the Bible. Revelation 21, verse 21. And it tells us about heaven. And it says, the street of the city was pure gold. Now, isn't that something to look forward to? Not only has the Lord Jesus saved us from our sin and saved us from hell and shed his blood and died for us and washed us as white as snow, but he's willing to reward us. He's willing to take us to heaven. You know, the Bible is really wonderful. In John's Gospel and chapter 14, you could read that for yourself, boys and girls. And it talks about heaven. And it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I wonder, boys and girls, Have you had your sins forgiven? Do you know that Jesus Christ has died for you? Do you know that your sins are completely gone? Do you know, moms and dads, boys and girls, that if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven? You know, I do. That's not because I'm a wonderful person. No, 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 that's not the reason. It's because when I was a little boy, like many of you listening tonight, when I was just 5 years old, I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart. And you know what he did? He came into my heart and he saved me. And all I did was repeat a prayer that my daddy said. And I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive me of my sins, to wash my sins away. And you know what he did? And now, even though I'm a lot older than 5 years old, you know, boys and girls, I'm going to be ancient tomorrow. I'm going to be 27 years old. Now, some of the workers think, well, that's not ancient. But I know some of the boys and girls are thinking, whew, boys, oh, he's nearly at heaven. But I'll tell you this, boys and girls, it doesn't matter whether you be old or young, you can be saved, and you can be saved today. But boys and girls, there's one last page to my book. Now, I don't know if you can see that properly, but I'll tell you it's this color. It's green. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to do something. If you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, maybe you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ right now during the story, but maybe you're already a Christian boy or girl. You know, the Bible tells us to grow. Now, you look at the grass and you look at the trees and you look at the flowers and they all grow, especially now in the springtime. And they're growing bigger and bigger and greener and stronger and stronger. Well, that's what we're to do as Christians. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3 and the verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You say, how do I do that? How do I become an even stronger Christian? How do I become a really, really big, strong Christian for God? Well, we read our Bibles and we pray every day. We've sung it already today. We read our Bibles and we pray every day. And the Lord will help us and the Lord will bless us and the Lord will help us to grow. So, boys and girls, as we've begun tonight, we found the bad news. We're all sinners. We found the wonderful news that Jesus Christ died for sinners. Even better news is that he washes us as white as snow. And then wonderful news again, he promises us heaven as our home. But in the meantime, until we reach heaven, let's determine I'm going to grow for God. And I'm going to learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ. So with all of that being said, let's look at our wonderful little verse again. Let's say it together. You say it nice and loud at home, and all the helpers and the workers in the hall will say it with me. After two, the Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Thank you very much for your attention, boys and girls. And we'll hand over to Auntie Ruth again.
I want to thank Uncle Daniel very much for coming tonight and taking part in our special prize giving Parents and Friends Night. It's just been a real pleasure to have him here. We've thoroughly enjoyed his story. I love the story of the wordless book, and it really does hit home, letting us know that we're sinners, but also the good news of how we can be forgiven. And boys and girls, mums and dads, or anybody who's watching this meeting, whether it be live or whether it be on a catch-up in a month's time, in a year's time, and you would like to speak to somebody, please do feel free to contact any of us if you want us to help you in any way regarding your spiritual life. We would just love to help you. So please don't be afraid to contact us. And if you don't have a contact number, at the very end, we will be showing a slide where there is a contact number there and details, and please feel free to contact us. So I want to thank Daniel again very much for coming and joining with us. And I'm sure you boys and girls who know Uncle Daniel, I'm sure you were thrilled to bits to see him, and he was wearing his little beeline lanyard as well, which was just lovely. Whenever we saw him come through the doors and we saw him with that on, it just brought back so many memories, and it's been so lovely to have him here. I want to thank all the helpers and the parents tonight for coming, and for everybody who took part, Mr. Murray, and we're delighted that Mrs. Murray is with us too. And we want to thank Sarah very much, who has been on the comments. And we want to thank Philip and George, and most of all, we want to thank all of you at home for tuning in with us tonight and making this our final night very special. And before we close, I just want to read out some more comments. These are the last comments from tonight. But if you have been watching, and remember, all the boys and girls tuning in will receive a little prize in the post within the next few weeks. And if you've been tuning in and your name hasn't been called out, please do put your comment into the comments box, even though we're not live anymore. You can still do that, and we will make sure that we will go and check for messages from all the boys and girls who've been watching to make sure that you all get a little prize. So the last comments that I'm reading out tonight, Grace, Harry and Alfie Johnson have been watching. Ruth Allen says, well done, Rose, and all the boys and girls, you are all brilliant. Danielle Bell says, well done, everybody. Lorraine Johnson says, well done to everyone as well. And Peter Bowles has been watching. Hello, Peter. And he says, well done, Adam and Lydia, on the memory verse. And to all the boys and girls, may God richly bless the team. Thank you for that, Peter. Heather Saunderson says, well done to every child who has taken part tonight. God bless you all and keep you safe. And Jane Morrow writes, very excited to see Daniel, from some of the Waringstown Bus children. And I'm sure Daniel knows who we're talking about there, the wee Morrows. And I'm sure you enjoyed even seeing Bobby and Noah taking part tonight in the memory verse. It's lovely and very exciting for those boys and girls. And Andrea and Mark Cook say well done to everybody as well. It's been a real pleasure to have you all watching with us tonight. And just before we have our closing prayer, I just want to say that we're not sure what way things will be come September. We are hoping that we will be able to have our normal meeting back here in September again, God willing. But keep an eye on our Facebook page. We will keep you updated as to what's going to be happening in the future. We have thoroughly enjoyed having your company every Wednesday night, and I want to say to you all very much that we are going to miss you. We do feel, like I said earlier on, that you have become like part of our Beeline family, and we want to thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart for tuning in with us so faithfully every week, and we genuinely are going to miss you very much. I just want to read one little Bible verse out to you, and it's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and it's verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. And I can guarantee you, boys and girls, mums and dads, and all those who watch in so faithfully, that we will be remembering you in our prayers, and we do give God thanks always for all of you. Now, our closing slide tonight, just before we have our prayer, is called To God Be the Glory. And I think it's very appropriate for us to finish on such a beautiful hymn where these children are singing, To God Be the Glory, great things he hath done. And that is the truth. Throughout this whole year, we give God all the praise and all the glory for all that he has done for us through these meetings. Now, we're going to ask Mr. Murray to come and just close our meeting in prayer. And then after that, then we are going to be putting on our final slide. And we would love you to just sit and listen to the lovely words of that beautiful hymn, To God Be the Glory. Good night and God bless.
Let's just fold our arms and bow our heads and close our eyes and just for a moment ask and the Lord to bless his word to our hearts. Our Father in heaven, we do thank thee for thy presence with us this evening. We thank thee for the help that has been given, and we thank thee for thy precious word. We recognize that while by nature our sins are stained by sin, yet we thank thee for the wonderful news that we have heard this evening, that our sins can be washed away and that we can know forgiveness. And Lord, it is our prayer that every boy and girl, mom and dad, that has been listening this evening, that they might know that cleansing that comes through faith in thee. So take thy word and write it upon each heart. We thank thee for every boy and girl that has listened in. And we pray, Lord, that even now as the meetings come to an end, that you would continue to keep your hand upon them. Hide thy word within their hearts. And we pray, keep them safe day by day. We thank you, Lord, again for our workers. And we pray that you would give them a double portion even from thyself, even rest them physically even as well, and bless. And Lord, we look forward to even the meetings in September. Till then, keep thy hand upon us and help us who are thine to love thee more with every day and to seek to glorify thy great name. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Amen.